prayer at this point in time. And again, we title the message of "You're Never Alone" will be in Isaiah chapter number 30, starting in verse number 21 to begin with. We want to do just a little bit of reading, hopefully here that you will get something from what we've got. Lord, help us today, Heavenly Father. Clear our minds, we ask it, Father, in Jesus' name. May the Holy Spirit of God have His will and way. Bind Satan from this place here. May he not have any kind of foothold here, Father. And in the homes that we are going into, the radio, the cars, wherever they may be here, Facebook Live, sermon audio, Lord, we pray, Father, that you bind the hand, the devices of Satan at this point in time, Father. May your word have its will and way. May it do what you accomplished it to do, as Isaiah chapter 55 says. And it will, we understand it will, and know it will, and believe it will. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse number 21 of Isaiah chapter number 30 says, Thine ears shall hear the word behind thee, saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. I was over here, the Lord brought these scriptures to my mind. I'm going to be skipping it just a little bit here, but I know that it goes along with what I am preaching here today. In Psalms chapter number 139, says, the Lord has searched me and known me, and knowest my downsetting and my uprising, and understandest my thought afar off. Thou compass my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all of my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid my hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot obtain it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I descend into heaven, thou art there. And if I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. And if I take wings in the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall behold me. Amen. And I just have to say that you can't get away from the presence of the Lord. If you're saved and you're blood bought, Brother Perry, you're not going to be able to flee from the presence of God. You may get out into left field. You may be you may be backslidden beyond anybody's imagination. I've been there before. I know where you're at, but I want you to understand that you're never alone. We sung a song this morning. Been many, many years since I've heard the song from Brother Bep Ellis there. That was written in 1943. Said, I'm a pilgrim and I'm a stranger. Through a strange land I roam. Oft I'm foot sore, worn and weary as I journey along. But there's someone walking with me, Brother Perry. Amen. That's Jesus Christ our Lord. Wheresoever I roam, that someone is Jesus, and I'm never alone. I like the second verse, said, feet entangled in the briars, thorns along on my way, many heartaches and sore trials from day to day. All my sorrows he has shared. Ain't that wonderful? The Bible says, the song talks about he is sharing and my burdens he bears. He knows all about me. And I know he cares. It goes on, it says, I'm never alone. No, never alone. My Savior is with me. I'm never alone. He holds my hand, leans on the strong arm. He's ever with me, and I'm never alone. I want you to know, dear friend, you're never going to be alone The key to the thing is you're never going to be long if you trust in Him. David, in Psalms 139 there, he felt alone. But as you read it, as the whole chapter of 139, I won't take the time to read that. But go today, sometime this week, this evening, and read chapter 139 of Psalms. And see what David said about the promises of God. Amen. And I don't know of anybody other than Job that went through the perils and the hard times as David did, running from Saul. And the list goes on and on and on. Running from his life, for his life. And hiding in caves and wherever to get away from Saul's army that was out to kill him because Saul, just put it bluntly, was jealous of David, amen. Jealousy, a man will kill the spirit. Jealousy will also, as murder and crime in this country today, it's got a lot of roots, and one of them is the sin and the root of jealousy. Amen. And don't have jealousy in your life. Psalms, or Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Listen to this verse. Saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Amen. Joshua 1:9 says, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Amen. I'm telling you, dear friend, if you will just trust in Him, amen, He will not forsake you. His word is true. He's not going to forsake you. That's just a part of it. He's not going to do it. I don't care where you go, you're not going to be forsaken by the Lord. You can walk away and get in your own world, amen. You can go your own way, and you can feel like that God is not there with you, but dear friend, He is with you, and He'll not forsake you. And strength and honor, in Proverbs 31:25 says, strength and honor are our clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. I'm telling you, you cannot get away from the blessings of God, amen, if you trust in Him, amen. That's just the way of it. And Romans 5:8. And let me get over to there right quick, and I don't want to misquote the verse here. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 8 tells us a very familiar passage of Scripture. Amen. It says, but God commended His love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. He loves you enough that He went to the cross. Amen, Brother Perry. And He died for you. It says, much more than being justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath to come. And that's another sermon for another day there. I want to turn over to Psalms chapter number 91. And I'm going to probably read the whole chapter here. Psalms chapter number 91. Said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall by thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh to thee. In other words, he's talking about the safety, amen, that's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is thy refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou shalt dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, and the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon thee. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him up on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen. I tell you what, it just don't get any clearer than that. The Lord is going to be with you. It don't matter what happened. It says like in verse number 4, said to cover him with his feathers and under his wings, thou shalt trust, and his truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Amen. I don't see that if we trust the Lord, Brother Perry, that we can get away from his protection. My daughter I talked to Brother Joe this morning, my granddaughter, I desire the prayers of the saints, because she's incarcerated in Leavenworth, Kansas. My granddaughter posted a picture of her mother, my daughter, and the granddaughter. They talked about the love and the way they used to say, I miss my mother. She wanting to be with her. Dear friends, the only direction that I could give my granddaughter and those and my children and my other grandchildren, her children, is the fact that they've got to depend upon the Lord, that this is his ways. Amen. His direction for Amber at this point in time. I have to lean upon that. And it's hard sometimes for us to understand the ways of the Lord. But I tell you, he didn't ask us to understand them. Amen. He said in verse number 6 of Isaiah chapter 55, to seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Amen. I don't know, Amber, sometimes those that are going through these troubles and stuff, they have lost their way as the prodigal son did. We just have to pray, Brother Perry, that they come to themselves as the prodigal son did through the Holy Spirit of God convicting him. Amen. And I have to pray that the Holy Spirit will convict my daughter through her troubles and through this kind of thing here that's going on right now, that she will come to herself, amen, and allow the Holy Spirit healing into her life. If she's saved, amen, that she will come back to the Father, amen, and get her life right. If she's lost, that she will look up to heaven and see the error of her way and trust in Jesus Christ and receive the free gift of salvation. I don't know this, how to say it any other way. We have to trust in him. Verse number 10 says, as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but water to earth and maketh it bring forth the bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word, listen to me, dear friend, verse number 11 of chapter 55, Isaiah said, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall purpose in the thing whereto I send it. Dear friend, that's the trust that I put in. is the fact of what God has told me and promised me, such as he did King David. The promises that he's given us, he will fulfill. God is obligated through his word to fulfill those promises. But get this, dear friend, in order for those promises to be fulfilled, amen, there are conditions to every promise. God's not going to fulfill a promise that he has told you that he's going to fulfill, amen, if you're out here living like the world. If you're encased into the world's sin and don't care about what's going on around you, just me and my world, leave me alone. I hear it all the time. You see it. Facebook, you might say, what have you. I'm telling you, if you walk in sin, you will not have the blessings of the Lord. I'm telling you, they will pass you on by. Amen. Chapter number 2 of 1 John tells us in verse number 15, said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. Amen. I believe it's what all the sin in the world in the United States today is, the pride of life, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh. Amen. It's not of the Father, but it is of the world. And the world passes away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard, that Antichrist have come, and even now there are Antichrists whereby that you know that it is the last time. I'm telling you, dear friend, Antichrist is in the world today. It is just those that are against Christ, that do not believe that Jesus Christ is the one who came in the flesh, amen, and lived and died and shed his blood and rose again the third day, amen. They're just Antichrist, amen. It's not just has to be one person, amen. Those that do not believe that Jesus Christ, according to the word of God, came into the flesh, amen. They're not of God, amen. They're Antichrist. You as well put that label there where it is. Now, where are they going to be? The Antichrist is going to come and rule the world. I don't know. Amen. Paul said, or the writer John said, is already in the world at that time. What's he talking about, Brother Mike? He's talking about those that are separated from the love of Christ, that have warred against the Christians at that point in time, have put people to death, amen. As Apostle Paul, he went about his life before the conversion on the Damascus Road, amen. You could consider him an Antichrist, amen, at that point in time. For what he did, he thought he was doing, amen. And some of the other ones, you're talking about the Muslims and stuff today, like they're doing the will of God by killing the infidels that they deem infidels. That's the same thing Paul did when he was coming up, amen, till the conversion up on the road of Damascus. They're against the cause of Christ. They don't believe in the virgin birth. They don't believe in the shed blood. They don't believe that that's what it takes, amen. You've got to do this, amen, in order to be saved. Instead of just clearly receiving the word of God and taking it by faith, Brother Perry, in your heart, that's the only way you're going to be able to do it. As you've heard me say before, a lost person has to have faith in order to be saved. But say, well, Brother Mike, how is that? If you sit back there on that bench when you hear the word of God, it takes enough faith for you to believe, amen, what the man of God has said. Faith to believe that he died upon the cross. Faith to believe that the blood that was shed, it can be applied to your life is only if you'll just submit and to ask for forgiveness, amen, and to receive that. Faith to believe that he came and died, that he came by a virgin, a birth, amen, through his mother Mary, amen. Then he rose, and then he died, and rose again the third day. You've got to believe that by faith. If you don't have faith, you're not going to get saved. You'll continue to believe a lie. You'll continue to believe the atheist. You'll continue to believe out here that the world just into existence, amen. the Big Bang Theory. You'll continue to believe that. You'll continue to believe the lie of the world that's being taught in our universities by our so-called professors that are of the devil for a whole lot of them, not all of them. Thank God for those that stand for the truth. Thank God for those that stand for something and not just absolutely just fall for whatever the world's philosophy is. Thank God for those that'll take that will just stand, regardless if it means their job or not. Regardless if it means losing a friend or not. Regardless if it means losing a family member or not, and forsake a family member forsaking you or not. Say, Brother Mike, ain't no way that I'm going to forsake my family. Well, number one, that's what the reason a whole lot of marriages is failing right now is because the husband and wife had to forsake. And the Bible's very clear, amen. When you become a husband and wife, it says to forsake the rest of your family, amen. Doesn't say to hate them, amen. Said you got to forsake them. You got to, in other words, you've got to, but it's when it comes to your spouse, your husband, and your wife. You've got to cleave to them. Can't let them, the rest of the family start coming in and telling you how to run things and everybody. You got, it says you to leave them, amen. In order to follow Christ, there's some things you got to leave, Brother Perry. You got to leave the things of the world. You got to leave the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, amen. You got to do away with it. You got to give it to Him, amen. You got to understand these things that's going to take you down and see the light comes on in your mind, amen. The red flags that comes up. They're continually coming up, amen, in your mind, in your heart. This is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. You got to forsake them. You got those that's coming out and say that they don't sin, but they're going to heaven one of these days because they do this or they do that. Bible's very clear over here in 1 John. Tells us that in verse number 10 of 1 John, it said, if we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Did you hear what I said? You can believe, and I don't care what you believe in, amen, out there. If it's apart from the Word of God, amen, right here, you're believing a lie. If somebody, some preacher, or whoever it may be, is teaching you, you got to do this in order to be saved. If it don't line up with the Scriptures right here, the Word of God, the God-breathed Word of God, you will, as Brother Chris said this morning, split hell wide open. There'll be no mercy. For a place that was prepared for the devil and his angels, not you and I. But because we reject what He did upon the cross, because we reject the virgin birth, because we reject the fact that He did die and raise again, and we reject the fact that He did ascend to heaven and is on the right hand of the Father, and because we reject the fact that there is no God, we reject the fact that we're so narrow-minded, amen. Says, Brother Mike, do you really believe what's in that Bible? Were you not alive? You weren't alive at that point in time? No, and I weren't alive at World War II, World War I, the Civil War. I wasn't alive at the point to where the Declaration of Independence was signed. I wasn't alive when the border where John, the guy that wrote the Fox's Book of Martyrs there, the John Fox that wrote that, I wasn't alive then, I wasn't alive, amen, when millions and millions of Christians were put to death during the 1200 dark ages of years there where the gospel and the word was not preached anymore, and just you can't even find record of it anymore. Couldn't find it this reading, they call it the dark ages. But I believe it and take it by faith. I believe it and take it by faith. If I didn't, Brother Perry, I don't know where I'd be. I could not exist. I could not live my life. I'd be as so many, probably, that have took a gun or whatever it might be and ended my life without hope. Without the blessed hope. Dear friend, without hope, you're not going to live. Without hope, you're not going to live long. My prayer is that if you say right now, Brother Mike, I just don't have any hope. So much stuff has gone on in my life. I failed as a parent. Maybe your wife, maybe your husband's left you, whatever the deal is. Whatever's happening going on in your life, you say, Brother Mike, I just can't deal with it no longer. Suicide or whatever is the only things left for me. Or drugs, alcohol. I'm broke. I lost my job. So robbing a bank or whatever it may be, the only thing, shoplifting. I'm telling you, you're never alone if you trust in the Lord. And if you haven't trusted in the Lord, you're still not alone if you'll just call upon Him. His word says that He will not in no wise cast out anyone that calls upon His name. You cannot do this thing alone, the Christian life that you call the Christian life. You cannot do it alone. Without Him, it's impossible for you to live this Christian life. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Many have tried it, and many have failed. I tried it once in my life, failed miserably. There is no way that I can live this thing called the Christian life without Jesus Christ in my life, without the hope of eternal life, without the author and finisher of my faith. Hebrews chapter number 12, wherefore it said also that though we're compassed about for so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doeth so easily beset us. Now that's talking about the sins that you just plagued you from day to day, from week to week, that you just can't get the victory over. And let us run the race with patience that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him, I love this, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down upon the right hand of the throne of God. Brother Nick, I'm telling you what, it just don't get no better than that. You cannot. I don't know of anybody, there's no one that I can put my trust in like I do the Lord Jesus Christ. Now tomorrow I'll get up, and so many of you will get up and you'll go to your job. You're going to put trust in it that this is to put food on your table at the end of the week. You're going to have enough check to make it. We're going to get in our cars and we're going to turn that switch on here just a little bit. We're going to drive home and hopefully it's going to have enough. We're going to understand enough about that, amen, that it's going to crank, amen, and allow us to be able to go from point A to point B. When we get up to go to church or whatever, we're going to get in that car, we're going to put on the air conditioner, and we're going to turn that thing on and let it refresh us, amen. We got the faith that that's going to work. And if it don't, we're going to take it to the shop and get it done, amen. Hopefully so we don't get overheated as we're driving down the road. There's a lot of things we put our faith in. Sometimes we put our faith in vain things. Sometimes we get chastened, amen, for the things that we do. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter number 12, verse 11, says, now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous. Nevertheless, afterwards it yieldeth the peace and peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. What are you saying, Brother Mike? Sometimes I chastise the Lord. Takes and weeds out. When you chastise your child, amen, that's not very pleasant to them. At that point in time, it's not very pleasant to you. But it weeds out that mess that's going on that caused them to have to get that rear end tore up, amen, or whatever the discipline was. Well, also, when we fall into that temptation and we give into that temptation, the Lord is going to chastise. He says over here in the book of the Hebrews, and if we're not chastened, so we're bastards, we're not sons. Amen, we're just, we're not, amen, We're like a child without a father, amen. That's what we are if we're not chastened. The world is full of today to where that the mother's trying to raise a child or the father's trying to raise a child. And there's no discipline. They're afraid because of THR or whatever it may be. They're afraid to say, don't whip your child, amen. I'm telling you, dear friend, if we don't get back to where that the basis is of the Word of God and realize if you're a single parent, hey man, you can't do this thing alone. And you're not alone, but it takes trusting in Him. It's got to be that way. I've got to trust in Him, amen, that my daughter up there in Kansas is incarcerated, that God has got this thing, Brother Perry, and that He's going to bring her out of that dungeon that she's in with a changed heart. I say, Brother Mike, you going to go bail her out? I said, no, I'm not. That's what's wrong with our world today is that every time somebody gets in trouble, we go bail them out instead of letting them suffer just a little bit. God's ways is not our ways. His way may be leaving her in there. And dear friend, if you've got a daughter or a son that's in jail or whatever the deal is, or a spouse, something, then maybe if they've been acting like acting a fool and acting up, maybe that's the place for them for a while. How many times you bailed them out before and they just come back to the same hog pen? When will the light come on and just leave them in there and let them learn their own way, amen? They made that conscious decision. You didn't hold a gun to their head and tell them to go out here and rob a bank or rob a store or put drugs into their arm. You didn't do that. They did it. They made the conscious decision. So allow them to work it out between them and God. And hopefully God will get a hold of their heart. You might say, well, Brother Mike, that's kind of hard, tough. Brother James Dobson, friend's book a long time ago, called Tough Love. Sometimes it's tough, amen, to be rough on our children. And sometimes God, then it's rough when God's rough on us. I don't know where this message keeps you and takes you and has you at this point in time in your life. But I want you to understand. As this song says, in the last verse, soon we'll meet our friends and loved ones on that beautiful shore. Shout and sing with them forever in the heavenly choir. There we'll meet our King of glory, and His beauty we'll see. Oh, won't that be glory for you and for me. Brother Perry, that's what I'm looking for, is to be able to see Him in His glory. First John tells us that one of these days we'll see Him. We'll be like Him because we'll see Him as He is. Until next week, I hope this catches you to the point to where that you can take some of these scriptures and you can be uplifted by them. And the theme of this radio ministry here that we're in is to encourage you to get back to serving the Lord. Some of these messages are not very desired for me to preach, but when the Lord says preach it, I'm like Paul. I'm going to please God rather than man. And that's what we've got to do. You got to make up your mind. Who are you going to please? Are you going to go along to get along? Are you going to separate yourself from the world? And sometimes you might have to stand alone here. But always remember, you are not alone. Till next week, I love you. I appreciate you. Back to the announcer this time.